If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome. It's our number 2 as you gobble down the Ben Maller Show podcast, breaking the silence of audio gold. Well, we hope it's audio gold. But here in hour number 2, big transaction. Josh Gordon back in the NFL, and it feels so good. Back to the hustle and bustle in Kansas City after he was suspended. He continues to land on his feet in bounds, but will he go back out of bounds this time in Kansas City? Should the Chief fan be happy, angry, or indifferent about Josh Gordon's addition? We'll get to that right now in hour number 2. And the winner is, welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we elbow aside the haters, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and extremely powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the disco as we do the hustle. All night long, the Fox Sports Radio studios in the North Woods. And our lead this hour coming from the Transaction Wire. We'll get back to the Monday Night Football rhubarb in a few minutes, but we begin with a transaction. Josh Gordon, remember him? He has picked a new team. Where have we heard this before? Josh Gordon, veteran receiver, at one point, an up-and-coming player in the NFL. Well, he has selected a new team as he attempts yet another return to the NFL. And I check my notes here, and I see I've done this monologue 7,000 times over the years, so we'll do it again. Why not? If you have not heard the news, maybe not. We have now learned that Josh Gordon is coming back, and he has agreed to a deal with Kansas City. He'll be a Chief once he is reinstated officially into the league annals there. He has actually been reinstated, so he's allowed to come back, but he will be put on the practice squad, not the active roster, until he gets caught up to speed. And then, soon after that, once he's caught up to warp speed, he will be placed on the active roster for the Chiefs. He has been reinstated from multiple violations of the NFL's draconian substance abuse policy. It's just a little weed and booze and all the other things that he has been doing over the years, Josh Gordon. He was suspended. He was with the Seahawks in December of 2020. He was suspended by the NFL at that time, and he was just cleared to re-enter the league a few days ago. So it's only been a few days, and now he lands in Kansas City. So let us discuss, he being Josh Gordon. So the question, should the Chiefs fan be happy, angry, or indifferent about Josh Gordon's addition to the roster pending? So the answer is indifferent. The only position one can have about Josh Gordon as a fan is indifference. My observation, you've got Monet, Glass Mug, and Confession. And we will lock all of these things together, and we're going to make the Baba Ganoush. We're going to make the Baba Ganoush. Now, number one. So Josh Gordon is a human throw of the dice. You don't know what you're going to get with Josh Gordon, but chances are it'll end up with a suspension. There is no reason to think that he has removed the asbestos from his personal life. And these are things that if he wasn't a football player, a lot of these things he would be okay with and he wouldn't get in trouble for. But the NFL, he's on the radar, and the NFL's got these rules in place, and so he keeps getting himself in hot water with the NFL. We know the story there. And to think that this is going to be different, you would be naive if you think that is the case. You cannot be happy if you're a Chiefs fan, since Josh Gordon has been all over the place. He's been passed from team to team like a Pepsi can in a hurricane, right, in recent years. There's a reason for that, and the reason is because he's undependable, and he's the big tease, where you look at the skill set, you're like, wow, he's got the acumen to be a dominating player, and then you realize, well, he's not able to play. You can't be angry. Can't really be angry about this because the Chiefs are merely taking a flyer on Josh Gordon. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, as the old line goes. And so the proper emotion here is apathy. Apathy. If you were to say what kind of piece of art is Josh Gordon, Josh Gordon is a Monet. A Monet is a piece of art that looks better from a distance, not good up close. You don't need Bob Ross to tell you that. I can tell you that. And six suspensions now in 6 years, five for substance abuse, if you look at the resume of Josh Gordon. It is stunning the kind of legs that breakout season he had years ago for Cleveland still has. Josh Gordon is living off the goodwill that he picked up way back in 2013 with the Brownies. That's the year he led the league in receiving yards, and he was the all-pro and all-world and all-everything. That's in the rearview mirror now. That's long gone, like a house on the side of the road. And since then, Gordon missed most of the 2014 season, all of the 2015 season, all of the 2016 season, and he's had various suspensions in the years since then. But yet, opportunity comes knocking at the door for Josh Gordon because at one point he was the top preeminent receiver in football in 2013 on a horse bleep team in Cleveland, and they still come knocking on the door. Now, the second thing, Josh Gordon's addition is the old psychological test for the football consumer. All right, so pull out your glass mug. Do you see that glass half empty or half full? And it really does depend on your worldview. Right? If you're the glass is half empty type, you're the pessimist. And you say, well, Josh Gordon, he's 30 years old. He's got a lot of baggage. He's been out of the NFL as a full-time participant for many years. It's been a long time since Josh Gordon regularly contributed to a football team, and he's never contributed full-time to a good football team. He was with New England, but he was a bit player with the Patriots. Now, if you're the glasses half-full optimist, the cockeyed optimist here, you'll say Josh Gordon is he's a young 30 years old. He's still in the middle of his prime, and he's been saving all those hits. He hasn't been getting beat up playing football because he hasn't played football. Now, the nerds will tell you when it comes to the glass half empty or half full test, the nerds will tell you that technically the glass is full. It's fully full, that the liquid starts at the bottom of the glass, and even though it might look to the human eye like it stops halfway up, the rest of the glass is actually filled with air. So by technicality, the glass is always full. It's fully full because there's liquid and air, and that fills up the entire glass. And so that's how that works. Now, final point here. So we are of the belief, I think most people are, that actions speak louder than words. And the people around Josh Gordon who stand to benefit from his return will tell you that this time is going to be different, that Josh Gordon's going to go out there and he'll keep his nose clean and he won't have any problems and there'll be no grievances at all and this will be wonderful. That he's going to walk the line, as Johnny Cash would say, walk the line, right? But think of this, though, as a confessional, a Kansas City confession. What the Chiefs are doing by admitting this, you know, with this roster move, they're admitting that through their actions, they have a problem. They wouldn't make this move if they didn't have a problem. You don't stick your neck out for Josh Gordon and his 837th try to not screw up in the NFL. You don't make it, even on a make it deal, you don't make that offer on a make it deal if you are fully satisfied with your roster. So this is a, say it with me now, dead giveaway. It's a dead giveaway that Kansas City knows their secondary wide receivers, DeMarcus Robinson, Brian Pringle, guys like that, blow. And they've got to get better. And so even if it means taking the forbidden fruit that is Josh Gordon, you take a bite out of the forbidden fruit, you've got to do it because they have to improve that last option at the wide receiver, the third wing, if you will, at the wide receiver position. And so that stands out for the brass in the Chiefs front office there as an infected ingrown toenail. That's what that is, right? You ever had an infected ingrown toenail? Well, that sucks. And so the Chiefs went into confession and said, hey, we got a problem. We got to bring Josh Gordon in. And really, what Josh Gordon, once he gets up to speed, the plan is that he will fill the shoes of Sammy Watkins. When Sammy Watkins had been in Kansas City for a couple of years, he went to Baltimore. And the Chiefs did not replace him with anybody who's good. So if you're Andy Reid and the coaching staff there, you tried to hold the line and with what you had. It didn't work. You've been knocked down. Not that that's why the Chiefs are in the position they're in where they've lost the last couple games. It's not because of DeMarcus Robinson or Brian Pringle. It's because of mistakes, turnovers, fumbles, that kind of thing. But still, I mean, that's the gig for Josh Gordon. The problem, and it is a fatal problem, is that even if Josh Gordon comes in there and plays like a maestro and dominates as the Sammy Watkins type receiver, tick, 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 it's a ticking time bomb. And he will rip your heart out at some point because chances are, based on 6-6, he's going to end up getting in trouble with the NFL again. And this will not be the dramatic sea change that many people are saying. He will end up in murky waters again. Gordon, and then we'll be back, and the Chiefs will have to find a way to squeeze something out of a couple of guys that are not particularly good, at least don't appear to be very good at their job at catching passes, the secondary wide receivers on the Kansas City roster. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. You can join us here. We'll talk about the Monday night game as well, the Philadelphia Eagles, Dallas Cowboys, a route or route as the Cowboys smashed the Eagles, a lopsided game. Philadelphia made it seem a little closer than it actually was, as Dak Prescott now has the cleanest tuchus in the NFL as it's being kissed by every media member. The world is his oyster at this point. And for the Eagles, we got a great soundbite. We got an all-time soundbite from the man, the myth, the legend, Jalen Hurts, who was hurting after the game. It was terrible. But the Eagle fan can say this. That your quarterback, whatever your quarterback is, you're not an Eagle fan. Your quarterback does not have the kind of lexicon that Jalen Hurts has, as he described exactly how the Eagles will bounce back. Do we have that audio? Let's play that audio. Here is Jalen Hurts, again, describing how the Eagles will bounce back from losing the Monday night game.
You take you a deuce. You don't sit there and look at it. You flush it and move on. We're going to flush it and move on.
Yeah. And that's great advice. That's great advice. And how many entrepreneurs in the greater Philadelphia area are right now feverishly, while we're doing the show, printing up T-shirts with that phrase on it, trying to make a quick buck? And they'll put like a toilet on there and the whole thing, maybe some toilet paper. Have a wonderful time. Have a wonderful time. Make a lot of money. Charge $20 a shirt. Cost you about $2 to make the shirt. $20 a shirt. A lot of profit. Straight profit, homie. That's the version of the Randy Moss quote from years and years ago. All right, we'll take your calls. 877-99 on Fox. You don't have to be a regular to call in. We can have some new voices call in and check in with us and yap the overnight away. It's easy to do. So the apology tour, the instant apology tour, we'll get to that also. Nothing to see here as well. We'll go there and we'll get to it all, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We believe in the power of the people and the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he's more than just the call screener. He's the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop the Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
Who the heck is Justin Cooper?
I just told you who he was. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Most famous Coopers. You've got Justin Cooper, Michael Cooper. My favorite, I watched a lot of documentaries about this, D.B. Cooper. It's one of the great stories.
Pretty good one, yeah.
One of the great stories in American history, D.B. Cooper.
Cooper Cup.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper.
I like D.B. Cooper. That's just a way to me to work D.B. Cooper in. What do you think happened? You think the guy died that jumped out of the back of the plane in the Northwest, or you think he lived his life? And there's like seven or eight people, probably more than that, that claim to be D.B. Cooper, the guy that jumped out of the plane. Anyway,
he's George Soros.
There you go. That could be. All right, we begin this hour yapping about Kansas City as the Chiefs make the move. They're going to add Josh Gordon. He's going to the practice squad. And then eventually, the plan is he will end up on the Chiefs within a couple of weeks. He'll be on the active roster. James the Machinist says, while I believe that you should be allowed to partake in the devil's lettuce, this guy had so many chances that he has already blown. If I were Roger Goodell, James the Machinist in the Twin Cities says, the guy that called us up on a football Sunday into a Monday to talk Minnesota Timberwolves basketball, he says, if I were Roger Goodell, I'd tell him he can sign with the Texans as penance or retire. Who else do we have? Paige down here. Late night drug tester says KC keeps picking up garbage from the scrap heap. Tough to tell which one will be worse, Gordon this year or Le'Veon Bell last year. I'm going to go Le'Veon Bell, and I'll tell you why. Because Le'Veon Bell, on his way out of Arrowhead, he took some napalm to everyone around there and ripped Andy Reid and the whole team and the whole thing. So I'm going Le'Veon Bell. Like, Josh Gordon, say what you want about him, but if he gets suspended again, he'll just put his head down, walk away, and that'll be that. You're going to trash the Chiefs. He didn't trash the Patriots or the Browns or the Seahawks when he got suspended from all those teams while he was playing there. Just Josh in Cincinnati says you can't go wrong when you put the weed with the barbecue. That's a Super Bowl winning combination. The Russian kid from the highways and byways of America driving his truck says, Ben, the Kansas City Chiefs will be better off bringing in beer-drinking Brian instead of pot-smoking Josh. Got to love the NFL for allowing people with issues to play in the NFL. There you go. Fix your life, Josh Gordon, he says. Now, Justin, who's in Cincinnati, says, imagine all the Kansas City barbecue Josh Gordon will smash after he gets smashed. Well, Josh, if you're listening, not only Kansas City barbecue, but the Ben Maller Chicken Fingers over in Liberty at the Landing Eatery and Grill. That is a must. That is a must. The Maller Chicken Fingers. If you go to Kansas City, it's one of the great tourist attractions. In fact, my buddy Ralph Lawler, who used to be the voice of the Clippers, he's retired now. And Ralph, I think I'm allowed to say this, he spends part of the year in Florida and part of the year in Oregon. Right? He's retired now. And so he has been doing a log, taking photos, like a photo log of his trip driving. He drives from Oregon to Florida, et cetera. So I told he was in Kansas City a couple days ago, and I said, listen, you got to have, I named the barbecue I like, and then I also told him, I said, you got to have the chicken fingers. I don't think he's going to go out and do that, though. I don't think he's going to have the chicken fingers because I said that. JD, who's in KC, says, I'll give you an A on that monologue, Big Ben, but as long as he's not murdering people and beating his wife, I'd roll one with Josh Gordon. I'll take him all day, every day. Why not? Like you said, he hasn't been taking the hits, and he can still catch the football. Well, that's the problem. I don't know if he can still catch the football. I'm not sure about that. The man, the myth, the legend, Derek in Buffalo, the Bills monster writes in, says the Chiefs only got Josh Gordon because they are afraid of the Buffalo Bills. According to Derek, he says the Buffalo Bills will crush the Chiefs in two, no matter who they sign. The Chiefs will also miss the playoffs, and Andy Reid can work for KFC instead of KCC, signed the Bills monster, Derek, in Buffalo. All right, let's go to the phones, and who do we have here? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, pick a caller. Let's say hello to Jesse, who's in Minnesota. What's going on, Jesse?
Hey, how are you, fellas? I'm in Chaska, Minnesota here. Shout out to the old Shakopee Warrior semi-pro football team. I was calling in regards to your guys' point about Bob Ross earlier, whether his family got anything from it.
Yeah.
And they had a Netflix special on it recently. So it turned out the rights went to his brother, who sold the rights to this other family. So the kid and the family basically get screwed out of everything. So anything you see on Bob Ross with his name on it now just goes to this other company that's basically screwing the son.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's great. That's like a Britney Spears situation. Isn't that the
kind of messed
Spears?
Up. Also, yeah. You got that Rich Gannon answer for your trivia question earlier. It's kind of funny. I went to his football camp he had up here at Hamlin University when I was in school.
Well, now you're just bragging.
Yeah, no, you're just bragging. I thought I mentioned it. Thank you for taking the call, guys.
All right, thank you. Thanks for getting that plug in for the semi-pro team. We're glad that we got that in. That's very important that we got that in. And I was worried. I told Coop before the show, I said, I hope some guy named Jesse calls up and gets a plug in there. And sure enough, you did. And so now we can rest easy that we got that in. I was concerned we weren't going to get that in, and we got that in. Thank goodness. So the apology coming from Elijah Manning, that foul, obscene quarterback. Not a quarterback anymore, but he's now a television personality. And he's only a few weeks into his TV career, and Eli Manning has had to issue an on-air apology because of the bird. The bird is the word times two. The longtime New York Giant quarterback who got lucky a couple years in the playoffs, and inducted into the Giants Hall of Fame on Sunday. And by Monday, he had to give an on-air apology because he gave the double bird. Oh, the humanity. Oh, the children. On live television, Eli Manning, he gave the viewer not one, but both middle fingers. And, oh, my God, the people that made that TV show, the production company, which I think is Peyton Manning's production company, they were unable to blur the obscene middle finger. And even worse, that these people watching, they were recording it, and they took the screenshot of Eli Manning with the double bird, and they went for it. And think of the children. Think of the children. Oh, my God. That is not kid-friendly programming. So apparently what happened, if you want the backstory, and who doesn't want the backstory, so Eli Manning was telling a story. It was story time, and he was recalling a 9-year-old Eagle fan talking about his mom. And so he's telling this story. And to add a little flavor to the story, Eli, the punk, as we called him all those years when he was playing quarterback, he decided to show exactly what was going on there. And so he gave the double bird. And that has led to a bunch of people running around screaming and all that. He says, this is a direct quote. We can't play the audio, but a direct quote. He says, you go there, talking about Philadelphia. He says, you go there, and that 9-year-old kid is giving you the double finger, he said. So he's actually told this before. He's told this story before, but he just added the full image. Now, Eddie Garcia is actually he's an expert at the bird. In fact, there's a photo, famous photo of Eddie with the bird. So, Eddie, would you like to now apologize to the children, Eddie, that you have done this obscene thing that Eli Manning had to apologize for? But you on social media, there is a photo that a few guys have in the Maller Militia of you giving out the bird.
Yes, there is. It's a very famous photo. And not only will I not apologize to the children, I will give them the double bird.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's Eddie Garcia. If anyone's upset, that's Eddie Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas, Solid Gold, 9 to 5, Corporate Jar Jar, the Mad F-Bomber of Sports Fodder, Gated Garcia. That's who that is. And the cool thing about radio, Eli should be doing this on radio. Right now, I mean, we could all give the bird, right? We could all say the bird is the word. Right now, you don't know if I'm giving the bird or not. Maybe I'm giving the double bird right now. I could be doing it.
I've been doing this the entire show.
I'll have you, Chris. Yeah.
Yeah. That's usually my state. Just giving the callers the bird.
That's why somebody took a shot at him the other day. Somebody fired a bullet into the
window. Yeah, I don't think Ben knows this. We've got a giant hole in our reinforced glass overlooking, what is this, Ventura Boulevard? Or is it, which one is this?
That's Sepulveda. Ventura's Sepulveda. The other one. Yeah. Yeah, that's not the first time that's happened, by the way. In fact, there's a famous story. Eddie knows the story. There's a guy, you know the story, Eddie, the space shuttle guy, you know, that they think might have done that before, years ago.
Refresh my memory.
I thought that was a woman. She, like, put on diapers. She was an astronaut. She put on diapers and went to go kill someone.
Well, no, I mean, in the early days, there was a guy that worked at Fox Sports Radio, and he was had the job Eddie had, and he had, it's a long story, and it'll be in my book someday if I ever write my book. And he had been let go, and then on his way out of town, we think that he, you know, the suspension, we never got proof. It's all circumstantial evidence, but we think he might have, on his way out, taken a,
I did not know that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that story. I know talking about.
Though. Yeah. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah. Well, that happened that weekend. The news, he found out on a Friday, and then I think Saturday night, I think that happened. I don't think, but I have no confidence. It might not have been him. And we're talking very vaguely, and we're not naming the person for liability reasons. We don't get sued. But And I know one thing about the company. They do not like having to replace that glass. That is very expensive glass. That is double glass there. That is.
I was talking to my wife about this, and she's like, oh, that's great. They put the double pane, glass to protect you guys. I'm like, no. That's just for sound purposes. That's just trying to, I think, soundproof the studios. It has nothing to do with protecting.
No, I think it is, actually. I think when they built the studios, when they
built the Denny's.
No, not the Denny's. But when they built the thing, they did have a lot of money, and they invested it in all that. I don't think it's for soundproofing.
But you think it's actually to protect us?
Absolutely.
Well, not the you. Sound, the, no, no, no. There, not there, you.
This,
no.
This building does also house like a bank in here, so yeah.
No, no, not they don't care about the bank. They care.
This building does not have a bank in it, by the way. It's a building that
we're part of.
Casey Kasem.
No, exactly. Coop's right. When this building opened, we had Rush Limbaugh, Casey Kasem, Dr. Laura. These were big stars in radio that worked in that building. So they had to protect it. They didn't have to protect us, but they also were in the building. So they had to protect them. All right? Anyway, all right, what are we doing?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We move to the NBA. I understand there is going to be an NBA monologue coming up in a bit, but not about this.
NBA!
I don't like Kyrie Irving, but I do like him in the sense that he gives us a lot of material, right?
Good for the content of the show. Yes.
So the Nets guard is at it again, as far as just being talked about for stuff other than really basketball-related reasons. Now, he wasn't talking about the flat earth or anything like that, but he was not present at the Brooklyn Nets media day on Monday because he's not vaccinated for COVID-19. He did attend via a Zoom call. When asked about his vaccination status, he just continually said that he wants people to respect his privacy. If you don't know, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has a vaccine mandate in New York. So unless Kyrie Irving decides to get vaccinated, he will not be able to play in any of the Nets home games this season,
against the Knicks.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
Or against the Warriors.
That's right. The Bay Area has the same thing.
That means, let's do the math. They play the Warriors once on the road, the Knicks once or twice, probably the Garden.
Yeah, so like 43, 44 games, something like that.
So that means, he'll play in the 30s if he plays all the other games. And knowing Kyrie, he ain't going to play the last game of a 6-game roadie. He's not going to be out there when they have that last game on that long road trip. So. There you go.
Well, he's been a great addition for the Brooklyn Nets, hasn't he?
Yes.
Just nothing but positivity and production and just fantastic.
No, you're the problem, Eddie. It's people like you.
I know. I know.
You're on the wrong side. Whatever Kyrie does, he should be patted on the back and told, great job. We love you, Kyrie. How much is he going to give me? Fine. These guys make so much money, they don't care. I mean, you think Kyrie cares about a $50,000 fine or $100,000 fine, whatever it might be? There's limits on how much you can fine him anyway. So he doesn't care. And listen, if these guys don't want to get the vaccine, they don't want to play, and if the teams are dumb enough to just keep, you know, keep them around, and then that's on them. That's fine. I have no problem with it. If they don't want to take, if they don't want to get the vaccine, and the teams aren't going to mandate it, and they don't want to do it, they shouldn't be forced to do it. And they're going to lose money. I mean, there's a lot of Kyrie, from what I understand. We'll see if the Nets actually follow through on this. If you're unavailable to play in the home games, you don't get paid for that, even though these contracts are guaranteed. I believe, from what I was reading, that you won't get paid. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars per game missed. I don't care how much money you have. At some point, that catches up with you. Sir Scratchoff is in Arkansas and voted the worst caller by many members of the Maryland militia. And he is next. Hello, Sir Scratchoff. Oh, he's not paying attention. He's out doing something there. All right, put him back on hold. Put him back on.
He's ordering some really unhealthy food, I'm sure.
Yes. I had a couple of burritos. I had five nacho plates, and I had a cheesesteak, and I washed it down with a keg of beer. Yeah. Just Josh tweeted out these side-by-side. Congratulations, Eddie. You still have the title as the great double bird. You beat Eli Manning. You absolutely beat him side-by-side. You had a passionate F-U look on your face, Garcia. Eli had that goofy, dorky look on his face when he gave the double bird. And you held yours more, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Stoically. Double birded with authority.
Yes, a powerful double bird. Very powerful. With anger. It really was. Supermarket Steve says, I believe you have a new affiliate in New Jersey who has not heard at least half of your many nicknames. Why don't you break some of them down for the new listeners? Well, listen.
No, that's not necessary.
Okay. I shouldn't do that. But I can give you a few. Like, I'm known as the Baron of Balderdash, the Big Gallbladder. I've been called Bennis the Menace, Captain Knee-Jerk, General of Degenerates, Tycoon of Tees, Master of Disaster, who? The Hustler of Filibuster, the Night Light of Nightlife,
Jackass.
Pummeler of Producers, Benny Brightside, Manatee of Insanity.
Get some help.
Marconi Maller, Moneyline Maller, Emissary of Embellishment, Weeknight Windbag,
I'm
the Wizard
you right now.
Of Wacky, care. Slayer of Naysayers, Grand Goober of Gab, Tower of Babel.
I don't care, I'm leaving, goodbye.
Honest Adonis, Nocturnal Colonel.
That's fertilizer, says Kemp, over and over. That is fertilizer.
The underdog of monologue and the
These
holy pope
nuts!
Of the slippery slope. And that's only half of my official nicknames. More nicknames than quality monologues.
Who?
On the Ben Maller Show.
This is my nightmare.
Yeah. Moving on. There you go. Phil writes in. He says, your theory regarding Andy Reid's hospital visit. My theory, the same, except he fell on a vending machine. Well, I did include the vending machine theory in my analysis there. I did toss that out. Absolutely. Paul says the icon David Letterman trolling the Nets at media. Is that true? I didn't see that. But check that out. Great David Letterman. Late night hero from back in the day who's now just living his best life, retired, and just making all kinds of crazy statements. All right, time now for the Insta Trivia. Another Ja'Marr Chase-related question. The Bengals receiver setting several records already this season. Cincinnati, remember he dropped all the passes in training camp. People were losing their mind. Anyway, Ja'Marr, in the exhibition games, Ja'Marr Chase of the Bengals is the third rookie in NFL history to have a 25-plus yard touchdown catch in each of his first three career games. He joins Billy Houghton back in the 1950s and blank as the only other players to do it. Again, Ja'Marr Chase of the Bengals, the third rookie in NFL history to have a 25-plus yard touchdown catch in each of his first three career games. He joins Billy Houghton back in the 1950s and blank. That's the Insta Trivia. The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Four out of five nocturnal listeners to Sports Radio choose the Ben Maller Show to combat insomnia. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We need your help to grow the Maller Militia. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And here is the Insta Trivia with Maller to the third degree right around the bend here. Ja'Marr Chase of the Bengals, the third rookie in NFL history to have a 25-plus yard touchdown catch in each of his first three career starts. He joins Billy Houghton in the 1950s and blank. That is the question. What is the answer? And plenty of answers coming in. Let's see. Page down here. Page down. We've got Tony Soprano from Far Out Dave, Corporal Dwayne Hicks from Milkman Mike, Gumby Dave's going with Julio Jones, Alf the Alien Opiner says No Condom Carl, one of our old callers, and Mark the Walker, and Mark also one of our callers. I hope Mark's doing all right. Haven't heard from him in a while. Who else do we have? Keenan McCardle, guessed by Oscar, Mr. Nice Guy's going with Radio's Dave Smith as his answer. That's a great photo. Who else? We have Antoine Randall L. from the Late Night Drug Tester. Page down here. Page down. Ricky Dudley from Chris in Des Moines. Brian Hartline from Just Josh. Maurice Claret tossed out by Pull My Finger in Colorado. Viking legend Sammy White from the Midnight Walker. That's his answer. And Domicon Sue tossed out by Justin in Cincinnati, Jeremy Shockey from Rob in Minnesota, John David Crow, his mouth looked like that all the time, he says, from David in Seattle. Do you have the answer, Eddie, please? I need an answer.
Yes, it's another Bengals star, Peter Wark.
Peter Wark, is that correct? No, that is incorrect. The correct answer, Dante Stallworth is the correct answer back in 2002.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Coop, a loop. Justin Cooper.
Ben, after the Vikings win over the Seahawks on Sunday, Mike Zimmer said that he told the team that it was the best offensive performance since he's been head coach. Ben, was this a statement game from the Vikings?
No, it was a shovel game. They had to dig themselves out of the hole they put themselves in because they lost to Arizona and Cincinnati. If they want to sniff the playoffs, it was a must-win situation. That was required. Kirk Cousins was in rhythm. The Vikings manhandled the Seahawks there. Now, time will tell if this is the beginning of something. And they do play the Browns coming up, so that's a big one also. Next!
Shohei Ohtani was asked about his long-term future with the Angels when he said that he hasn't spoken with the management about an extension. But he added, I love the fans, I love the atmosphere of the team, but more than that, I want to win. That's the biggest thing for me. I'll leave it at that. Ben, should Angels fans be panicking?
Yes, panic at the disco, or in this case, panic at the big A. I always say panic first, ask questions later. But seriously, Shohei Ohtani, he says he wants to win. Why can't he win with the Angels? Like, why is it so hard for them to win? Go out and get some pitchers. Stop getting Oriole trash on your pitching staff in Anaheim. And Ohtani, he can't be a free agent until after the 2023 season. So he's captive in Anaheim until then. Next!
Sign Robbie Ray.
Calm down.
Oscar De La Hoya recently called out Floyd Mayweather looking for a rematch after 14 years. He said he'd offer him $100 million. Now it's being reported that Mayweather is open to the fight, but doubts De La Hoya has the dough. Ben, do you think this fight is going to happen?
I do not. Now, Floyd Mayweather will only do it on his terms. He needs his thumb on the scale, meaning an exhibition fight, not an official fight. That's Mayweather's MO now. So unless that happens, no, there'll be a lot of money. They can make their money. How do we do, Koobaloo?
You pass this edition.
That's a winner! Whee!
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.